Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
A man accused of threatening to kill people with axe, jumping into lake and spitting on a deputy. Landscaper killed in a D.C. road rage shooting linked to a leaf blower. And a wife accused of fatally shooting firefighter husband and framing it as a suicide.
This is True Crime Today.
Not only a tragedy for the family.
It's unfathomable.
Shot to death more than half a dozen times, likely with a shotgun by his own mother.
True Crime Today.
Said he then drove her body in her van about 5 miles away.
Police say she put her newborn in a trash bag and threw the baby over an upstairs banister.
A podcast that examines real stories in real time.
Disturbing.
He says she asked him to help her end her life.
True Crime Today. Starts now.
I think that'd be a great little like alarm clock in the morning. Like when you wake up, all of those headlines start playing. That'd be a great way to wake up in the morning to go, I'm never getting out of bed again. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, when you look down at your phone, the alerts are pretty much like that. I had to turn them off. It was giving me nightmares.
Yeah, I had to turn mine off too, because that's the first thing I would do. I'd get up in the morning and start looking and going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my, yep, okay. But that intro is kind of like a bad morning of phone alerts. It's True Crime Today. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We do appreciate it. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on this fine day as we wrap up the Independence Day week. It's been just a lovely one, hasn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's the Midwest has really suffered a lot by having parades. We have that Christmas parade where some idiot drove through it.
It was near Milwaukee.
Yep. And then 4th of July, the whole shooter thing. I just beside myself, you know.
And then did you see all the other videos of the other areas where there were other shootings? And then there's other ones where people were freaking out thinking there was gunfire in like mass major cities. And then just like the mass running. And that's so dangerous too, with the crowd trampling each other. And it was just like video after video of city after city of people fleeing, thinking they're hearing gunshots. Number one, it is the 4th of July.
So you're going to hear some bangs.
You're going to hear bangs. I guess that's what I was kind of surprised by on some of the other ones, where it's like, it's gunshots. But I suppose just it takes one moron to yell it's gunshots when it's firecrackers and then everybody runs.
Yeah, it's like yelling fire in a movie theater. It's just, you know, all it takes is one person to scare people and then they're off. You know, there they go.
Yeah. Very group crowd mentality. But yeah, but it's shit. But there was serious real ones that were happening during the parade, during, you know, it's And then you look
there was a shooting in Philadelphia. I think I saw some footage of that just somebody was filming outside their window and off in a distance, these beautiful fireworks. And then you see like, it looks like a trail of ants running because they're way up high filming.
Yeah.
And the gal's like, what the fuck's going on? I wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, they were running because there was gunfire.
Yeah.
Happy 4th.
This is why I don't even like leaving my house anymore half the time. I do everything here. I had a nice little fireworks show. We hung out. We ate good food. And that was the day. I had people over. I have no desire to go to... I didn't have desire to go to public events after leaving radio, just because we had to work so many of them. Yes. And I was already just very low on my... faith in human beings after leaving the world of radio and doing that public stuff. But that was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And I mean, it's gotten significantly worse, but I can't imagine still working in it and seeing what's out there today. I don't want to take my daughter to things that it's like where this shit could happen. And it's like, at first you think, well, what is the likelihood? For a while, I'd say not that great. Nowadays, I'd say I think the odds have certainly increased.
You don't know at this point because, you know, first it was a school shooting many, many years ago. Then there was, you know, well, and this isn't chronological, but there's movie theater shootings. Yeah. There's concert shootings. There's supermarket shootings. There's parade shootings now. You can go anywhere and get plowed down by an AR-15 at this point.
And the thing is, the people who you suspect that would likely do it are fucking everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
And for everyone to be like, well, there's no signs. We need to start identifying what the signs are. Because I think the problem that we sit here with is we're saying, that's not a sign. That's yes, these are fucking signs. Just take a little look. And the family of the idiot that did the shooting at the parade in Illinois, no signs. He's already like on the radar of police, but of course they can't really do anything about him until he acts. So he finally
Didn't he say, though, that he wanted to kill a bunch of people?
Yeah, they had to let him go because it was that doesn't mean anything. Ugh. It just means, well, there's no real threat. It's just someone saying crazy shit. And I understand to a certain extent where the police are coming from going, because they deal with crazy people all fucking day. And I'm sure a lot of them say things like that. It's just finally when one does something, they can trace it back and go, well, he already said that. Well, so did the other 58 that they dealt with that same day.
Yeah.
So what do we lock all 58 up that we encounter in that day? And I mean, where do we put them? Because we don't really want to pay for much or pay taxes that are going to fund shit that's going to make anything work. And half the time our tax dollars go to insane shit to begin with. So there's so many things that need to be reformed on where money goes for where it's needed. And really, we're getting, I think, to a point in our country where we're shipping so much out that we need to be looking a lot more inward for our own crises that are happening everywhere. We seem to manage to like conjure up the amount of money that would take to like fix some of our major ones like immediately. And we come up with it immediately when some other country has something horrible happen. And yes, do they need help? Sure. Why are we not able to come up with that in our own country when we have these ongoing tragedies all the fucking time?
Every week.
Like, we can figure this out in like a week for insert foreign country here for their aid package. But our own, we're like, well, the funding in that district's not quite there. So what we're going to do is we're going to put like 3 therapists in Chicago for everyone. And you can schedule an appointment on the portal website that we've made at www.imightgoshootsomepeopletodayohshit.org/gov/http://help. Okay, did you get that?
Sure.
And it's going to work half the time. We designed it in Front Page for Windows 95. So you can access it on Windows Explorer 3.1, and that's it. 3.2 is too late. 2.9, not going to work. 3.0 kind of works, but you got to find some place to get that. And it was only released on December 31st through January 2nd of the years 1999 to 2000. So it's not Y2K compliant either. So it's going to always look like it's the wrong date. And this is how they work.
That's what it's like in this country to try to get help for something.
It is.
It's so difficult.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Anything. And I'm all for having things like, let's figure out a way to make healthcare like universal and have good healthcare. But I don't want the fucking government running it. Because the government already fucked up Obamacare as much as they can. And even when it was in somewhat of a working state, it really wasn't in a working state.
It was great in theory, but in practice, it was insane. We just signed up for the marketplace because I had left a really shitty job that had great benefits. And I've been tied to jobs because of benefits.
That's what keeps people employed half the time is the benefits. And then until you get to the younger generation.
Oh my God.
That's like, I don't need it.
I stayed in our radio job because of the benefits for far too long.
Yeah. And unless you can really make some money and afford insurance, it's not affordable.
it is not
affordable. I mean, when I was married, I was paying like $1,500 a month for all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit lower now when it's being hard, but still, I mean, luckily I make enough doing these shows that I don't need to have a job that provides insurance, but there's a lot of cases where that's needed. And I'm still writing a large check every month for that. You have to be making enough, and it's anything where if you're like, I'm going to start a business. Great. I love that idea. But then you also have to have the money to afford insurance or go without. And a lot of people go without. And then the system itself, so fucked up. I went on the marketplace because I thought it was my only option a couple years ago. And no one had, and it was so cloudy in explaining like what your options actually are. And so I did the marketplace thing, turned out not qualified for any of the discounts whatsoever. So I'm paying full price through the marketplace. And then I'm told later, well, why did you buy through the marketplace? Because I thought that was the only place I could buy it. Oh no, you could do it this way. Like, okay.
But how are you supposed to know that?
And then the thing is, I'm like, okay, fine. Well, I already paid for it. It's running this year through it. And then it turns out Marketplace loses my records for 3 months of the year. And the insurance company and Marketplace can't communicate. I already get like my insurance cards in the mail. This was, Ambetter was the company. I get my insurance cards in the mail at the beginning of the year thinking, okay, I'm good. I got my stuff. We're good to go. Go to use them. It says you're not an active member. Huh? So I call Ambetter like, yeah, no, we never got your paperwork from the marketplace because we're relying on the government to get Ambetter the sign up paperwork, which somehow they got something because I got initial cards.
You have cards.
But this went on probably roughly about 40 hours on the phone from January to end of March of 2020, I think. Right before the pandemic is when it went on, and going back and forth between the marketplace, which every time you talk to the marketplace, you talk to someone who was not qualified to do any other job, and they're very unhappy doing the job that they're in. And when you get there, they're of zero help. I don't think they know how to use a mouse or a keyboard in many cases. Maybe there's three people there that are good. But I'm sorry if you work there. You probably know what I'm talking about. Most of your coworkers are shit. You always have to get elevated to the next one. And that next one maybe could work a drive-through. Maybe. I don't know. Even they can't help much. And it sat there just like in infinite nothingness. Like, well, we sent a letter over here. Why are we sending letters? The fact that I can tell you there's a problem here, we can't, well, that's how the system works, sir. And everything now is just, that's how the system works. Can I talk to like a manager? There's no managers on the floor, sir. So all these companies have given up because everybody knows they want to talk to the manager. They can't employ anybody that's remotely competent to do anything. So you can't get to somebody who may be able to help you. And then that's not how the system works, sir. So you're fucked any way, shape, or form. The marketplace is an utter fucking disaster. And then I'm sure Joe Biden's going to talk about how he'll fix it in some way, shape, or form while interjecting what his favorite fish is or something. You know, where it's like, what did you just say? You made absolutely no fucking sense whatsoever. Like, what? Okay, can we check him for dementia, please? Because this isn't good. It's everything's fucked.
Everything is fucked. It's been fucked for a long time and it's really sad. And I hate the fact that our health insurance is tied to our job.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be that way. I think it should be something that you should have to pay for. So I do feel like you should have to work to get health insurance, but it shouldn't be tied to your job. I don't think it should be free, but I also don't think it should be $3,200 a month,
to be reasonable,
which is what ours was if we decided to do the Cobra exactly. from my previous job.
And I love the name Cobra too. It's like, let's pick the worst, most like heinous animal and then offer it to people at like five times what it would cost anywhere else.
Exactly.
And it's the government. Exactly. We're like, this is a get Cobra. It's like, well, that's like buying it privately is actually three times cheaper, but you, this is the only way to get it right now. And it's like an evil dealer or something. Cobra. Yeah. Go get it from Cobra.
I mean, it's an acronym, but it sounds vicious and horrible, which is exactly what it is.
It is. I mean, you don't want to get Cobra because it's vicious and horrible. And even when you have it, it still doesn't work well.
Yeah. And it steals all your money. It's just insane. And I get it. Insurance is expensive, but we've got to do something to fix it.
Yeah, it's legalized extortion, as is most of the government, IRS, all of it, fucking legalized extortion.
I'll give you that.
Just utterly, utterly insane. Man accused of threatening to kill people with axe jumps into a lake and spits on a deputy. This is up in your neck of the woods. This is a Wisconsin story. So I'm going to guess, because this is usually the case with a story in Wisconsin, alcohol was involved.
I was just going to say that.
We're going to guess that. Let's see if it happens. Sawyer County Record reported on this. So an exciting day for the Sawyer County Record. I'm surprised they even still have people that still work there.
I know.
A man wanted for allegedly threatening persons with a knife and hammer in the village of Reserve was apprehended by Sawyer County and Lac Court Orelli.
Oh, Lacouderay.
Lacouderay. Okay. I still can't pronounce all of the cities in Wisconsin because they're crazy.
Well, but this doesn't look like Lacouderay. It looks like Lac Court Orelis.
That's what I was going to say. Lac Court, because I'm from Fond du Lac and Lac spelled the same way. Let's say it's French, isn't it? Lac Court.
Yes. Lacouderay. I believe that's okay. Its origin. But yeah, Lacouderay.
What happened to all the French people in Wisconsin? Because there's so much shit named with French and there's very few French.
They got out.
It's mainly Norwegians and Germans. That's pretty much Wisconsin. Law enforcement officers after he jumped into the lake and tried to swim away. John Ralph Anderson, 45. From Hayward, Wisconsin. Hayward, the home of the giant bass that you can climb up into, and the original Famous Dave's, which burned to the ground and no longer is there, is charged.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, it was out in the woods. They even had like lodges you could stay in. It was really cool. It was like the coolest Famous Dave's, and in the middle of nowhere. And I guess it burned down. Is charged with felony second degree reckless endangering safety on June 9th, 2022, felony threatening an officer, felony spitting on an officer, obstructing an officer, and disorderly conduct on June 12th, 2022. On June 9th, the sheriff's deputy and the LCO conservation warden responded to a report that Anderson was brandishing an axe head tied to a rope and verbally threatening a woman at a building on Agency Road in Reserve. So he's got an axe on a rope. That's new. It's like a soap on a rope. She also expressed concern for the safety of persons at the Aging and Disability Center, as Anderson had brought a homemade machete and a cleaver with a handle to the center. The responding deputy stated that Anderson has a long history of unpredictable, erratic, and dangerous behavior.
Does he not know that there's a hardware store down the road? You don't have to fashion these things yourself.
But why not? If you have the tools and you want to take a machete to the old folks' home, you have every right to do so. That's your right. His three most recent arrests were for probation violations and for being in or around the 16-plex in violation of a court order. So I'm assuming it's a building he's not allowed to be by. Oh, God. On June 12th.
He is not new to law enforcement.
And these are the people that we go, there were no signs. There was no signs until they actually slaughter everyone. These are signs. These are the people that we just have to say, we're sorry, you failed the game of life. You're no longer allowed to play. On June 12th, multiple officers from the Sheriff's Department, LCO Police, and State Patrol responded to the 16-plex after several persons called the Sheriff's Dispatch and reported that Anderson was running around the building and the surrounding woods with a knife and a hammer while threatening to kill people.
Hmm. Okay, that's never good.
Officers located Anderson and pursued him on foot. He jumped into the Little Lacouture, which is, I guess, there is the go. Lake, and began swimming. Little Lacouture, and began swimming. Pursued by two deputies walking in the water, the Sawyer County Airboat crew from the city of Hayward Fire Department was dispatched to the scene. Picked up the two deputies, launched into the lake. The deputies then apprehended Anderson. After he spent 43 minutes in the water, he made numerous threats to officers during the incident while being transported to the jail. Anderson made threats to kill the LCO police officer and the officer's family while being walked into the jail. He swore and spit at the deputy, with saliva landing in the deputy's pant leg. Anderson was placed on $10,000 cash bond, only 10, and has an initial court appearance on June 22nd. A preliminary hearing is set for July 1st. Maybe he had the hearing. So I'm going to guess, because he didn't kill anybody, that not much is going to happen here, and he's going to be let go again until we hear the story in a couple weeks of grandma getting her head sliced off with a machete at the old folks' home, and everybody's like, we didn't see that coming. How did we miss this?
So when was the last time you actually threatened to kill people?
Never, actually.
Yeah, exact same here.
Never been a thing.
To me, somebody who has that kind of leaning, you know, that they wake up one morning and go, I'm going to make these makeshift tools and go after people and try to kill them, or at least threaten to kill them.
Yeah.
To me, that is enough evidence to say, we need to get you some help and you shouldn't be out in the world. We shouldn't let you out on bond. You are a threat and a danger to our society.
Yeah. We don't do that though. We only do it once you've done shit.
Yeah.
And that's where I think that may need to be reexamined. And that'll never happen. You're stepping on liberties and you're stepping on this and that. And it's like, yeah, you know, I agree. But at the same point, do we just want to keep doing this? Like, I don't know.
We're going to have mass shootings and mass things like that, where it's like, well, they gave us several signs, but we couldn't do anything about it because they hadn't done anything yet.
Yeah. I don't know what we do other than we start, you know, really locking. Maybe it's something other than jail. Maybe it's something where it's like, no, they're on leave from society because of the signs that they were showing. And maybe that helps. I mean, at the end of the day, I truly believe there are many people that are not going to get any help, that you can't help them, even if you try. Right. Even if they're too far gone, there's something that's so firing wrong in their brain that this is how they're going to be. There's no therapy. There's nothing that's going to work for them. Now, others, could therapy and things work? Sure. But I think, too, we've let people go far too long without doing anything, that no, it's just so ingrained in a fucked up way that they're not going to come back from it.
No. And I don't think they ever can.
No,
I think that's just where they're headed.
I think it's just the biology.
We need to figure
out
what to do with them.
It's the biology of some people. It's all it is. And it's not about race, and it's not about age, and it's not about sex. I mean, can you statistically look at who's doing what crimes? Sure. But that's not how any of this should be aimed. It should just be strictly aimed at, okay, we have these signs, we have these examples of very concerning behavior, very likely that somebody's going to do something here.
Right.
But yeah, that'll unreal. That will get twisted into some sort of, I can predict MSNBC's headlines now. I can predict Fox News's headlines now, and neither are remotely accurate as to what the goal is. It's just, nope. Let's freak the shit out of everyone. Here's another find. When a landscaper killed in a DC road rage shooting linked to a leaf blower.
I can get behind that. I just say, when was the last time you threatened to kill anybody? And then I just cock off and say that
you're getting behind someone who is blowing leaves.
There's a really sweet lady across the street.
Uh-huh.
And she's very lovely, but I have seen her outside blowing like grass clippings into the street from her sidewalk.
Sure.
For hours on end. Her leaf blower plugs in, so she doesn't have to worry about gas or the battery running low. It's got an endless source of power and it's loud as fuck. And she is out there all the time And I want to go dump like grass clippings on her sidewalk because it just pisses me off. It's so loud. She'll do it at like 7 a.m. She does it in the afternoon. I mean, I almost wonder if she's got like some sort of a thing going on that
probably.
She feels like she needs to control this.
Yeah, it probably is. There's probably like an OCD or something of that nature going on with blowing the leaves.
But it's grass.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like piles of leaves that are getting moldy. It's just grass.
It's something about having
it'll blow off anyway.
It's about having like the clean sidewalk or the clean whatever has to be pristine. And then there you are plotting on the other side of the road.
I am because I'll be sitting in my backyard. The birds are chirping. It's just a beautiful day. And oh, my God, I just want to lose my shit.
You see something, say something. I'm concerned about Stacy. I think she has a really big.
You should be. When what's her face turns on her leaf blower, yeah. I do get a little ragey. I'm going to admit that I get a little ragey.
My neighbor growing up, he was obsessed with burning the leaves in his backyard, and there was a lot of leaves.
Yes.
But he would do this like starting in the middle of summer, you know, when there's just like a few leaves coming down, and they're just very smoky because they're still good, you know, they're fresh leaves, they're not dried up, and he would create these giant piles of leaves and burn them, and then the smoke would carry into our yard, and my mom would always act very surprised that this was happening, but the same level of anger every time. And she'd just be on the, so nice you decided to burn on this beautiful day. And it's like, Mom, you're not, this isn't helping. And every she did do it till I think he moved or died. And then it stopped. And then her, you know, but it's like, okay, we can't keep going on. Like, this is just as insane as his burning the leaves.
Right.
Yelling out our windows and passive aggressively, you know, saying like, if you want to help something, because he's going to keep doing, go over, calmly talk and say, hey, you know, on really nice days or something, you know, is there any way maybe we could put the pile over here so it doesn't blow my, something like that. The passive aggressive screaming at the neighbors, you know,
it doesn't help.
Feels good for the second, but goes absolutely nowhere. But
100% right.
But that concept eludes them to this day. It's always fun visiting. A man working as a landscaper was shot and killed. No, it's not. A man working as a landscaper was shot and killed in Northeast D.C. on Saturday. And what police say was an act of road rage. His widow said he was killed after a driver was angered that a leaf blower blew grass clippings onto his car.
Onto it or into it?
Onto it. Jason Ford Northwest D.C. was the victim. He was 45 and was the father of two children. The killing was over somebody blowing grass and him apologizing. We'll no longer have him here because of that. Makes no sense, Ford's wife, Tanya Ford, said. Ford has worked as a landscaper for years. Police say Ford was sitting in the landscaping truck in the 1700 block of West Virginia Avenue, northeast of Cochran Street, when he was shot by someone on a scooter. Glad we got
on
those.
A scooter.
I'm glad we got those scooters everywhere now, because that's it's another getaway vehicle. Ford was supervising a crew doing yard work in the Trinidad area when grass clippings landed on the shiny black car parked nearby, his wife said. The driver was angry. Ford apologized, she said. The man, who appeared to be a friend of the driver, rode up on a rental scooter, and the driver spoke. Landscaping crew left and was stopped at a light on West Virginia Avenue. That's the man on the scooter reappeared and opened fire, hitting Ford in the chest. So this is like a drive-by scooter shooting at the landscapers.
Goodness.
Officers responded at 4:45 p.m. Medics then found Ford dead at the scene. This was not necessary. It did not have to happen like this. He apologized. We could have just moved on without this. Speaking to reporters on Monday afternoon, D.C. Chief of Police Robert Conti spoke about the case and too many instances of gun violence. The guy shot the driver of the landscaping truck because there was a gun introduced into the situation, he said.
Yep.
That just blows my mind. The fact that we are in communities, we're seeing so many firearms. No information on the potential suspect were released. Anyone with potentially relevant information is asked to contact the department. So,
you know, again, they could have beaten the crap out of each other. They could have thrown things at each other. But
nice,
the minute the gun is introduced, somebody's going to get killed.
Yeah, it just goes to the extreme right away.
Yep.
And I mean, when people are like, guns don't kill people, I mean, I understand that. And I mean, I agree with that to a certain extent. But at the same point, the fact that they're there in that they're part of the pieces of the game of life, that they're pieces on the board here that you can play with. And if you're really not in a good mindset and you just want to get to the end of the level and do whatever the fuck you think you need to do, you're going to jump to the thing that's going to warp you there. And in that case, it's a gun. And
yeah,
that's what people are doing. So, I mean, I don't know. The whole thing was like, you're never going to get guns off. You're right. You're not going to get them off the street. You're not going to get them out of the hands of criminals in many, many cases. But you may get them out of the hands of the jackass that wants to shoot the guy with a leaf blower. And maybe there'll be enough safeguards up that he didn't get to it. Or maybe one of them didn't get to it. If you can slow, anytime you can like slow the river down, it's like, that's what I don't like about the idea of any sort of gun control, where it's like, okay, well, when you have a fucking dammed up river here, why do we have the dam? The water's going to go anyhow. We got to release it. It's going to come. Yes, but we have a dam, so it's not like everywhere all the time. But the water's going. It's the same sort of argument. You can dam this up a little bit. You can get a little more control over it. Is the water always going to be there? Sure as shit it is. Nobody's denying that. But if we can stop it from flooding the fucking city and killing everyone, maybe we should do that.
I agree 100%. And we've talked about this before. I have a house full of guns. Mm-hmm. They're all locked up.
And you hate your neighbor.
They're not AR-15s. Mm-hmm. They're just, some of them are old relics that might be worth something. Others are just pistols. But they're not, we don't take them everywhere. I have a concealed carry permit. I've never carried. Mm-hmm. I don't feel the need to. I don't know. I guess if I were going to be traveling alone in a car for, you know, 500 miles, I might take it with me just in case I break down and need protection.
Sure.
But I don't take it to Walmart with me.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the other thing. You don't know. It could get used against you. It could be taken out of your hands and somebody really bad could take it and use it against you. It's just, is a killing machine.
I also want to know where all the good guys with the guns are. When we hear the arguments of, well, you know, it's, you have a good guy with a gun that can stop that. Really? Well, we have these shootings all the fucking times. Where are the good guys with the guns saving the day? Every once in a while.
Look at that school shooting. Yeah. How many good guys with guns were there that couldn't?
Hundreds of them. Good guy, yep. That had every fucking right to break down that door. And all the good guys with the guns turned out to be dumbasses with guns is what they turned out to be. And
they're professionally trained. So, you know, somebody like you and me who we don't shoot every day, we're not trained. We are technically good guys with guns, but we don't know what the fuck we're doing. So why would you put that in our hands? And even the shooter at the 4th of July parade, there were police stationed all over the place and they still couldn't stop it.
No, you can't. It's just every once in a while they'll find like some obscure story where like, oh, somebody actually stopped somebody because they had a concealed carry. Great. But that's like, that's not the common thing. That's not what's not being reported on. No, because it's not happening. That's why it's not being reported on. That's the reality.
Other thing I recall from my concealed carry class, they talked about, like, if you are in a movie theater and you've got your weapon with you and somebody starts shooting, when the police come in, you know who they're going to look for? Somebody with a gun.
Yeah.
So they have a split second to make a decision. They're not going to know you're the good guy with the gun.
No.
They're going to look and go, that person's got a gun. We are responding to a live shooter incident. Boom, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very risky. And that's why I don't carry, because it's a risky situation and you've got to know exactly what you're doing and why you've got that gun with you. And for me, it's very calculated. If I'm going to be in a high risk situation, I might think about it, but I don't think of going to the grocery store or Walmart or Target as a high risk situation. At least hopefully not.
Well, and I hate this. Idea of we'll fight back with more guns. I don't want to go to a parade and explain to my daughter why there's sharpshooters on the top of every building.
Right.
Like what are they doing up there? Oh, they're just waving a flag. Like, why does he have a weapon? What's that big? It's a gun. Why does he have a gun? In case somebody decides to go nuts and start shooting everybody, honey. Hey, look, they're throwing up bazooka. You love that. Go grab some. Go run in front of the moving vehicle and grab some gum that's thrown onto the ground, the concrete.
Oh, my God. We're all going to be just a nation of PTSD sufferers, you know?
I know. I think we're already there. He told me he couldn't do it anymore. A Seagrove firefighter's wife claims husband shot himself. She's charged with first degree murder now. So turns out that story wasn't so accurate. Wife of a longtime Seagrove firefighter is behind bars and accused of a shooting and killing her husband. This is from Randolph County, North Carolina, and WFMY News 2. On your side all the time, even in your bedroom. WFNY News 2 late at night. It's true.
There goes Tony. We lost him.
Randolph County Sheriff's Office said a local firefighter, MJ Michelle James Almond, died Saturday. His wife, 37-year-old Heather Hicks Autumn, is charged with first-degree murder. Deputies responded to a home on Ridge Road on Saturday. Two 911 calls came in. One from MJ's wife and one from another neighbor. My husband has shot himself. Hurry, he needs help. We were just fussing. He told me he couldn't do it anymore, and he pulled out his gun. He's got a pulse, but he's not responding whatsoever. I don't know if she talked like that or not. Heather said through her 911 call. Another call came in from a neighbor. I need an ambulance here immediately. My neighbor just shot himself, the caller said. MJ was rushed to the hospital, but he did not survive. After further investigation, detectives charged his wife in the death. Heather was arrested at her home on Wednesday. She's in Randolph County Jail with no bond allowed. MJ served the Seagrove community for more than 20 years and had strong ties to the Randolph County community. So then we hear about, how he was funny. A community member mentioned how MJ was a go-getter. Okay, he's a go-getter too. I think all those are in shock of people. The last you would expect. Autumn also leaves behind his 11-year-old son. God. Aww. Funeral arrangements are set for Friday at 6:30 p.m. Does the wife get to go to the funeral even though she's charged with the murder? Or is that like a no-no?
You know, I don't know. They may allow her to watch it via Zoom or something. Yeah. But no, I don't think she can go. Because can you imagine the family lunging at her?
Yeah, that would happen if I were there.
Kid. And for her to take, I mean, first of all, firefighters, they deal with a lot of PTSD.
Yeah.
So for her to take that to a suicide stance, it just, fuck you. That's just awful.
It was suicide. Yeah. No. My goodness. Well, there you go. Another fine day in the world.
In America.
Hugh Brooks and Dunn, everybody. Only in America. Dreaming in red, white, and blue. So
should be our theme song, Tony.
I have it. I have it always nearby if I ever need to play it. But I think Brooks and Dunn would not be happy with that, and there'd probably be some cease and desist orders sent if
we'll sing it then.
Yes.
We'll
just sing exactly. It. Exactly. So yeah. There you go. Some nice people. And another fine week. Here it's morning in America, kids. Another great day to be alive. Maybe another one. It's a great day to be alive. All right.
Good.
That's going to wrap up today's episode of True Crime Today. If you like the program, be sure to press subscribe every download podcast so you don't miss any episodes of the show. And leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for all of us here at True Crime Today, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.